Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl, Laura Bennett, back again with another dose of emotional strength goodness. And today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that can trip up even the most resilient among us. Perfectionism. Ever feel like you're constantly striving for this mythical perfect version of yourself? Like your life needs to be a Pinterest board come to life every single day. Trust me, I get it. We live in a world obsessed with flawless Instagram feed and picture perfect achievements. But guess what? That pursuit of perfection is a recipe for burnout, stress, and let's be real, some serious unhappiness. Today, we're flipping the script, baby. It's time to ditch the pressure, embrace those glories and perfections, and learn to love the beautiful mess that is life. So, buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready for a little self-love revolution, because here are 5 key takeaways to help you break free from perfectionism's grip. 1. Perfection is an illusion. This one might sting a little, but hear me out. There's no such thing as perfect. It's a made-up standard that sets us up for disappointment. Think about it, even those Instagram stars with their seemingly flawless lives are just humans living real emotions and struggles behind the scenes. We all have flaws, quirks, and moments of epic fail. That's what makes us human. 2. Embrace your mistakes. Remember that time you tried to bake a cake and ended up with something resembling a volcanic eruption? Or maybe you bombed that presentation at work. Guess what? These mistakes are actually golden opportunities for learning and growth. They teach us resilience, adaptability, and a whole lot about ourselves. So next time you stumble, don't beat yourself up. Just dust yourself off, learn from it, and move forward with grace. 3. Challenge your inner critic. That voice in your head that constantly nitpicks and judges. Yeah, that one needs to take a backseat. It's often fueled by insecurity and fear of judgment. Next time you catch yourself thinking I'm not good enough or this isn't perfect, stop right there. Ask yourself. But I say this to my best friend. Probably not right. Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer a loved one. 4. Celebrate progress, not perfection. Let's be real. Life is a marathon, not a sprint. Celebrate those small victories along the way. Did you finally finish that project you've been putting off? Awesome. Did you manage to get out of bed and face the day even though you were feeling blah? That's progress too. 5. Focus on what truly matters. In this whirlwind of expectations and demands, it's easy to lose sight of what's truly important. Take a moment to reflect on your values and priorities. What brings you joy? What makes you feel fulfilled? When we align our actions with what truly matters, we experience a sense of purpose and contentment that transcends the pursuit of perfection. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a super talented graphic designer who's constantly striving for the absolute perfect design. She spends hours tweaking every detail, obsessing over fonts and color palettes, but never feels truly satisfied. This relentless pursuit of perfection leaves her feeling burnt out, anxious, and ultimately hinders her creativity. One day, she realizes that by focusing on the core message and impact of her designs instead of striving for an unattainable ideal, she can actually create work that is more authentic and meaningful. Then, she embraces imperfection, lets go of control, and suddenly finds herself enjoying the process and producing truly amazing work. T. It's all about shifting your perspective. We are not defined by our imperfections, but rather by how we choose to embrace them. Remember, it's okay to not be perfect. In fact, it's in those cracks and crevices that our true beauty shines through. So go forth and embrace the beautiful mess. Celebrate your quirks, own your mistakes, and know that you are perfectly imperfect just as you are. And remember, I'm always here cheering you on. Keep shining bright, my friends. Now, for those of you who want to dive even deeper into this journey of self-acceptance, I encourage you to share this episode with a friend who might need a little reminder that it's okay to not be perfect. Leave us a review and let me know what resonates most with you. And don't forget to join our community on social media. We're always here for each other. Keep shining, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.